Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Business Study Podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most essential skills in your EdExcel business exam, calculating profit and loss. Whether you're aiming for a grade 9 or just want to feel more confident with those calculation questions, you're in exactly the right place. Now, I know what you might be thinking. It's just revenue minus costs, right? Well, yes and no, the examiners are looking for precision. And there are some really important distinctions you need to understand to pick up every single mark available. Today, we're going to break down the formulas, explore the differences between gross and net profit, and I'll share some insider exam tips that will help you avoid the most common mistakes candidates make. By the end of this podcast, you'll be able to confidently tackle any profit or loss calculation question, and you'll understand exactly how to structure your answers to maximize your marks. So let's dive in. Let's start with the fundamentals. When we talk about profit and loss in business, we're essentially asking, is this business making money or losing money? And the basic formula is beautifully simple. Total revenue minus total costs equals profit or loss. But here's where candidates often stumble in exams. The EdExcel mark scheme rewards you for showing you're working. So even if you make a calculation error, you can still pick up method marks. Always write out the formula first before you substitute in the numbers. This is your safety net. Now, let's talk about revenue. Revenue is the total income a business generates from selling its goods or services. It's sometimes called sales or turnover in exam questions, so watch out for those different terms. If a cafe sells 500 cups of coffee at £3 each, the revenue is 500 times 3, which equals £1,500. Simple, right? But here's a critical distinction that trips up so many students. Revenue is not the same as profit. I see this mistake all the time in exam answers. A business might have high revenue, but if its costs are even higher, it's actually making a loss. So never confuse the two in your written analysis. Now let's move on to costs. In GCSE business, you need to understand two types of costs: cost of sales and operating expenses. This is where gross profit and net profit come into play, and understanding the difference is absolutely crucial. Gross profit is calculated as revenue minus cost of sales. Cost of sales refers to the direct costs of producing the goods or services that were sold. For a bakery, that would be flour, sugar, eggs, and the wages of the bakers. These are costs directly tied to making the product. So if our bakery has revenue of £10,000 and the cost of sales is £4,000, the gross profit is £6,000. This tells us how much profit the business makes from its core trading activities before we account for all the other running costs. And that brings us to net profit. Net profit is the actual profit remaining after all costs have been deducted. The formula is gross profit minus operating expenses equals net profit. Operating expenses include things like rent, utilities, marketing, salaries for non-production staff, and insurance. These are the indirect costs of running the business. Using our bakery example, if the gross profit is £6,000 and the operating expenses are £2,000, then the net profit is £4,000. This is the real profit the business can keep, reinvest, or distribute to owners. Here's a key exam tip. When a question asks you to calculate net profit, you must show both stages of the calculation. First, calculate gross profit, then deduct expenses to find net profit. If you skip straight to the final answer, you could lose marks. And what about losses? If your calculation results in a negative number, you must show this clearly. Write it as a negative, use brackets, or write the word loss next to the figure. For example, minus £2,000 or £2,000 or £2,000 loss. Don't just write £2,000 without indicating it's a loss because the examiner will think you've misunderstood the question. Right, let's talk about how to maximize your marks in the exam. First, always include the pound sign. It sounds obvious, but candidates lose marks every year for writing 5,000 instead of £5,000. And make sure your answer is to two decimal places where appropriate, especially if you're calculating profit per unit or percentages. Second, use the own figure rule to your advantage. If you make a mistake in part A of a question, but then use that incorrect figure correctly in part B, you'll still get the marks for part B. So never leave a question blank just because you're not sure about an earlier answer. Show you're working and carry your figures forward. Third, when you're analyzing profit in a longer answer question, don't just state the number. Link it to business consequences. For example, the business made a net profit of £15,000. which means it has surplus funds to reinvest in new equipment or to save as a financial cushion for future challenges. Examiners love to see you connecting calculations to real business decision-making. And here's a mistake I see all the time: confusing gross profit with net profit. If a question asks for net profit and you only calculate gross profit, you'll lose marks. Read the question carefully and make sure you're calculating exactly what's being asked. Finally, watch out for the wording in case studies. Sometimes the question will give you revenue and total costs and you just need to subtract. Other times it will give you revenue, cost of sales, and expenses separately, and you need to work through both stages. Underline the key figures in the case study so you don't miss anything. Okay, let's test your understanding with a quickfire quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, and then give you the answer. Question one: what is the formula for gross profit? The answer is revenue minus cost of sales equals gross profit. Question two: what is the formula for net profit? The answer is gross profit minus operating expenses equals net profit. Question three: true or false, revenue and profit are the same thing? The answer is false. Revenue is total income from sales. Profit is what's left after costs are deducted. Question four: if a business has revenue of £8,000, cost of sales of £3,000, and expenses of £4,000, what is the net profit or loss? The answer is gross profit is £8,000 minus £3,000, which equals £5,000. Net profit is £5,000 minus £4,000, which equals £5,000 profit. Question five: how should you present a loss in your exam answer? The answer is use a negative sign, brackets, or write the word loss next to the figure. For example, minus £500 or £500 or £500 loss. Brilliant. Let's recap the key points. Profit and loss calculations are fundamental to GCSE business, and the examiners are looking for precision and clear working. Always write out your formula first, include the pound sign, and show every step of your calculation. Remember the difference between gross profit and net profit. Gross profit is revenue minus cost of sales, and it shows the profit from core trading. Net profit is gross profit minus operating expenses, and it shows the actual profit after all costs. In your written analysis, never confuse revenue with profit and always link your calculations to business consequences. Show the examiner that you understand what these figures mean in the real world. If you found this podcast helpful, make sure you practice with past papers and use the mark schemes to see exactly what examiners are looking for. The more you practice, the more confident you'll become. Thanks so much for listening, and best of luck with your GCSE business exam. You've got this.